How to train your genin. Tip 1. Determine your genin's intelligence level. Intelligence is extremely important in the development of a shinobi and their skills. That's why an actual test of their knowledge is crucial to knowing exactly how to go about figuring out what exactly to teach them. If the genin is of low quality level of knowledge, this can be fixed if caught early enough. If it is too late, then there's almost nothing you can do to remedy the problem. The time span varies from person to person, so be sure to work fast to correct this if at all possible. If it is not possible to improve the genin's mental prowess, then do your best to pass the prom and teach according to their strengths, doing all you can to hide the weaknesses, and there will be many. Sometimes you can teach an ignorant ninja more than a worldly one, since you would be working with a blank slate. If the intelligence is low, make sure the information given to the genin in question is short enough to keep their attention, yet long enough and elaborate enough that they at least get the gist of the lesson being taught. Another important caveat is needs to be addressed is how you teach your genin. Each ninja is different, just like each person is different. And in the early years especially, it is very important to tailor a genin's learning to fit their own unique way of assimilating information. Some geniuses can be given base knowledge of what they need to know and work it out the solutions from there. This is the easiest and most desired by the vast majority of teachers. Lazy. Others won't get things on the first few tries, but with some prodding, it won't take too long for them to find an effective way to perform the task instructed without too much clarification needed. Most are like this. Then there are the kind that can't seem to get what you try to tell them, no matter how much you verbally beat it in their head, no matter what, how many different ways you attempt to word it, or try to alter ways of explaining things to them. It seems equivalent to attempting to teach a brick wall how to cook an omelet. It just doesn't work. Do not fret, do not worry, and most importantly, do not strangle said genin until their fingers stop moving. No matter how appealing the assumption may be, it doesn't work out. Trust me. Chances are that they are more of a kinesthetic learner. They will learn by actually doing things and failing until they get it right. No matter if it upsets you, it is learning, and you must make sure that they understand it as such, lest you lose them in the midst of teaching them. Remember, there are slow learners, but no one is hopeless. Do not give up. If teaching seems hard, just alter your teaching style accordingly, and your genin will respond in kind. Shiho. How to train your genin. Tip 2. Instill a work ethic in your genin. Motivation is another highly important component in the steady improvement of any and every ninja. The stronger they get, the more they will have to work to keep up with the expectations placed upon them, which will grow more and more difficult. Many good shinobi and kunoichi have lots of potential and found themselves swept up by this and overwhelmed, mostly due to complacency in their own strength, knowledge, and skill. There is never enough in any of those attributes. As a ninja, you can never afford to settle with where you are, because will always be someone willing and able to show you how much better than you they are, and this could end with your failure or death. This must be driven home early in a ninja's career, as while confidence is good, arrogance will get them killed, miserably killed, by some lunatic miles away from home. So to prevent this, you must ensure that they know that they must keep improving bit by bit, and show that them a progression of their abilities so that they clearly know what they are capable of, in order to keep them from getting swelled in the heads. As their jonin sensei, you must make sure they know that they still have a long way to go. This can be done by showing them up in some way or form. You can do this any way you like, but less imaginative jonins all seem to like doing it the same way, by beating their genin senseless, but to each their own. They're all full-fledged ninja. You shouldn't baby them because it will get them killed. Just as long as you ensure they're always working to improve, you're doing your job. Shiho. How to train your genin. Tip 3. Find your genin squad's group dynamic. Just as there are many different types of shinobi, there are different types of squads. While most squads are going to want to be well-balanced to be prepared for any possible situation they'll face, a lot of time that goal is extremely unrealistic. No matter what you do, your team will probably specialize in one field or another. There's nothing wrong with that. Getting an area of expertise is important for your genin to have a comfortable level in the field. They need to know what they're good at. And while being predictable in combat at times can be fatal, they need to have some kind of default game plan that they can revert to at any time. Do not try to force a niche for your squad. Let them find it. As mentioned earlier, train them to accentuate their strengths and hide their weaknesses. If this is done right, it will become more obvious soon enough that your team will be good at it. If they seem to have chakra reserves that don't quit and are swift and well-prepared, go for a quick response. If they specialize in keeping powerful enemies at bay long enough for something to be done about them with little to no damage to themselves, then there goes your delay and divergent squad. I could go on and on, but you get the point. It will build itself if given time. Also, finding a pecking order in your squad can help improve your squad's solidarity. Having a clear go-to guy slash girl in cases of your absence gives them a sense of comfort in the situation and helps put a feeling of control back on them in stressful situations, allowing them to keep their heads and work out solutions. Establishing roles also breaks up the obvious responsibilities of the squad, improves teamwork and team relationships. A team is only as good as its individual parts, but a well-trained squad of Genin can bring down a Jonin under the right conditions. Thus, teamwork is obviously a great way to ensure your Genin stay alive long enough to improve themselves. Shiho. How to train your Genin, tip 4. Don't be afraid to challenge your Genin. The life of a ninja is hard, and sometimes extremely short. It is a good thing to want to keep your students safe and have them succeed at things they feel comfortable with, but how will that prepare them for true emergencies? For when they are actually needed in something important? The answer is that they won't be. You will never know how they will respond under pressure until they are actually pressured. The best way to get them ready for stressful situations and danger is to put them in stressful and dangerous situations. This can be easily accomplished. C-rank missions are a good way to get them accustomed to actual ninja work, but after that, if you think they'll reach a plateau of sorts, do not be afraid to ask for B-ranked missions. Is it dangerous? More than likely, yes, it will be. But eventually, they will be forced to fight for their lives and to brave great dangers for their comrades and villages. If done in a semi-controlled way to get them ready, you can mentor them through it, as is your job as their Jonin sensei anyway. All right, protecting your students is okay, but there is such a thing as too much of it. Trying to keep them from getting killed, ironically, may be the thing that winds up getting them killed. Trusting your team to succeed and break their own limits in doing so. If they've been prepared appropriately, they will make you proud. How to train your Genin, tip 5. Cultivate your Genin's interests. Unless you have a ninja based from a clan on your squad, you will usually be dealing with a blank slate as far as potential ability goes. The grades that they make in the academy are good indicators towards where their strength may lie upon graduating, but that usually won't tell the whole story of any one ninja's potential. The best way to make a splendid shinobi out of your raw Genin is to pay close attention to how they do everything, and I mean everything. How your ninja goes about doing basically anything in their everyday life is an indication of where their strengths lie. Something as simple as the way they tackle the simple D-ranked missions will undoubtedly be saddled with early on, will give you good signs of what they feel best doing. Before taking the mission, do they ask many questions? That could be a sign of someone interested in an intelligence career. During missions, do they work fast and complete the assignment with more energy to breathe? This could be a quick response ninja or a potential ninjutsu specialist once their chakra reserves increase higher. The point is, do not have them settle into a cookie cutter mold of what you see most ninja doing. The more unique a ninja is, both in skill and possibly in eccentricity, the more likely they are to be powerful or good at what they do. Tell me you haven't seen a couple of wingnuts around the village, and then after asking about that crazy guy over there, come to learn they're 10 times better than you. Individuality is important towards a ninja's overall skill set. Having everyone just be the same as everyone else in their talents makes for a very uniform, one-dimensional army, and that has always been the detriment to martial might. How to train your Genin, tip 6. Your Genin must trust in you and be able to trust in others. It seems like an obvious thing to say, but it bears repeating, as it's one of the most important things that any ninja should know. The name of the game for the most part in the ninja world is deception. Every shinobi is going to run across it, and it won't take long for a non-ninja's mind to become jaded towards the idea of trust, even towards their own comrades. It's one of the reasons that D-rank missions are run, so the trust can be forcefully built by Genin spending time together and sharing experiences. As a senior ninja and the first high-level shinobi they'll be interacting with, the Genin must know that you have their best interests at heart, and that the things that you say are worth taking into account and being followed. The rapport that your young ninja builds with you as their sensei and with his or her teammates will be the basis of how they interact with any commanding officer or potential partner that they have in the years to come. For the remainder of their careers, even, be casual with them. Let them be themselves. Don't let them feel like they should hide things from you. Let them know that even though you're in control of everything, that what you do is for their benefit, and that they must work as a unit to be successful. A ninja cannot trust their own comrades as a ninja that will be a liability in a high-stress and combat situations. How to train your Genin, tip 7. Appropriate retaliatory force. Moderation for a ninja is important. Use what you need to win and nothing more. Every new shinobi wants to learn the big flashy techniques that they heard about ever since
the concept of Nintai or Genjutsu was initially introduced to them, but the knowledge of how and when to use the jutsu is just as important as the hand seals needed to activate the technique in the first place. Jumping into a battle and using your most powerful jutsu or tool or whatever is all well and good if your opponent's blind, deaf, and dumb, because any opponent worth a jutsu or technique of that caliber is going to need to be worn down before anything like that would even hit them in the first place, unless they're so far below you that it works right off the bat. And if that's the case, there's no need for you to use a jutsu that strong in the first place. And most powerful jutsu are very chakra costly. Unless you can generate chakra like a power plant, you might want to keep as much as you can for when you actually need to use it, because most battles are never straightforward. Also, some ninja are shown to be wily enough to reconstruct or reverse engineer certain jutsu from sight memory. For those of you that are short of memory, there's actually an entire Kekkei Genkai based off the single ability, so Jonin Sensei teach your Genin squad some discretion. There's a time and place for everything, and when it's not that time and place, you'll know it, because you're going to be taking a beat down when you try it.
How to train your Genin. Tip 8. Motivation is key. It's very difficult in this world to get someone to do something for nothing. Everything in this world is done with a particular positive reaction in mind. You do your job well so that you get paid and can possibly make more money the next time around. People do other people favors in hopes that one day the favor will be reciprocated. The same approach can be taken with training from time to time to give your Genin a little extra kick in their routine. Just because getting better at something will only be an incentive to work their hardest for so long, many ninja of the Genin level peter out because they run out of motivation to improve and get better. You simply become content with their lot in their life. Having a high top goal helps with this, but as a Jonin, you can help along their improvement if you simply find what it takes to get your Genin to get themselves into gear to work a little bit harder right then. Offer to treat them to something they otherwise wouldn't get that often for completing a task important to their growth and development. Get them to go back and drill that formation, execution, and exercise again and again by saying if it's done flawlessly, they'll be allowed a day off, or their choice of the next mission. Things along those lines will slowly build over time, since any improvement is marked improvement, and that is your job as a sensei, to help your students improve. A cheap little trick is basically bribery. Like, basic bribery is more than acceptable to get your Genin squad to exert a little more effort, because sometimes when 110% is desired, you have to coax it out.
How to train your Genin. Tip 9. Sleep is for the weak, not. You want your Genin to work hard. There's a point where training hard turns into overtraining, and there are problems with that. Overtraining can result in injuries, and over time, these injuries accumulate and wind up shortening your Genin's overall career. You know, unless you got some kind of weird genetic disposition to healing yourself as good as new, like nothing happened. The same thing goes for missions as well. There's only so much of the time you can have your force squad giving 100% of their performance before it begins to suffer. You can't always go full blast. Have light days where you don't train as hard, or even give them days off, especially after difficult missions. If your team is well rested, then that just makes them all the more better in the long run. If you have an overachiever, well, tie him or her up and make them rest. Who cares if it's not his or her choice? What is this, a democracy? It's for their own good. In the end, if you don't let or make them rest, then eventually their best just won't be as good as it would have been otherwise, and could prove to be fatal, both to the mission you wind up on, and their very lives. Shiho.
How to train your Genin. Tip 10. Professionalism. Ninja are not normal people. Period. The fact that no shinobi worth their salt doesn't have something about them that sets them apart from the other regular people walking down the street proves this point clearly. I'm nothing special as far as regular shinobi go. I'll say I'm one hell of a code breaker and one heck of a smart cookie. And if you ever spoke to anyone that met me, they'd say I'm extremely strange. And honestly, I'd have to agree. Eccentricity is part of the game. When you hire a shinobi that knows how to get the job they were instructed to do, the crazier the better. But on the other hand, going too far with it will not do for repeat patronage in the future to your hidden village. Most experienced ninja know this. So for all of the Jonin Sensei out there, please keep your Genin on something of a tight leash when out about in direct contact with your clients. Be friendly when you can, and don't be overbearing or too scary to the cities. Always work hard and complete the mission efficiently as your ethics and circumstances at hand will allow. You represent the shinobi program in the entire village when you go out to work, and whatever you and your team wind up doing,
please make sure things shine through for all of us in an important, in a good light. The pay we get from clients that our work, like our work, and choose to hire us for again for more expensive matters is very important in case you weren't aware. Now go out and make us some money, dumbasses. Sheho. How to train your genning. Tip 11. How to get the job done. The entire reason you're there to train your team in the first place is so that they can eventually get good enough to handle things all on their own. At first, you will need to help them out. It's in true dangerous situations, you will always be the go-to shinobi. But after a while, you have to hand over the reins to some times in order to teach them. As a sensei, you will be responsible for teaching them standard procedure, how to handle any and all suspect incidents. And for the most important part, teaching things, making sure that when push comes to shove, they can handle themselves even without you there. This is pretty much the point of them being promoted to chunin. Them showing that this is not only to you, but to everybody that could possibly promote them. Eventually, you will need to take a back seat and allow them to make their own mistakes, come up with their own plans on how to do things, and you will only be there as a failsafe, just in case things go south quickly. That is your purpose as their sensei, because if you handle all the trouble, then who's really getting better because of it? Steel sharpens steel. The cream always rises to the top. If your genin are as good as you want them to be, believe that they are, then you should let them prove it to you. By the time they graduate to chunin, you should be acting as their support, not the other way around.